About 7:25, I got something you might want to listen to, man. Seriously, I'm not going to get into it. You know, it's the most amazing thing that's ever been come down my show. It's groundbreaking. It's revolutionary. Enough of that. I'm not going to say that. You may get a little chuckle out of it. If you're Charlie Belcher, Channel 13, or my guy over at Channel 8, or Jen Holloway at 9, or whatever, you might be something you might want to look into. It's probably first. It's the first time it's ever happened to me in my radio career. And I've been doing this since 1986, and been making fun of a lot of people. And it's almost laughable. God, look at the rain coming in.
You're screwed.
Let's go right. Radio
Network. Our agenda is all about counterinsurgency. Nothing less, nothing more.
The Bubba Radio Network returns after this.
Jacksonville's Rock 105.
Your home for the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. 1-888-69 Bubba.
More Bubba next.
Rock 105.
Traffic. Today's Keep It Here. More Bubba on the way. I'm Elise on Jacksonville's Rock 105.
Hit up the Bubba line at 245-8626.
Enter your password, then press pound. To listen to new messages, press 1.
Yeah, I think Bubba's a joke. He's obnoxious. Lex Curry's going to kick his ass again.
I'm glad he's coming back. His whole crew rocks. And hopefully he'll give Lex and Curry a hard time because they've gotten arrogant beyond their means.
Your home for the Bubba the Love Sponge Show.
Jacksonville's Rock 105.
Classic rock that really rocks.
If you're a man...
Only about a minute or two away from my 7:20 somewhat announcement.
Oh, yeah!
Listen to some Doors up until then. It's my show. We're talking about being a backdoor man, if you will. Bubba the Love Sponge Show. How are you today? Good morning. Dan, you're a huge Jim Morrison fan, are you not?
Absolutely. Love him.
Kimberly from Pasco, quickly. I'll be about a minute or two late on my 7:20 deal. What's going on?
10 notches.
Thank you, Kimberly. You take care. And I'm not very eloquent by nature. So here's the deal, man. And, you know, everybody can chime in on this. I hope everybody is listening because it's laughable as to what happened yesterday about 2:30 in the afternoon. We're getting ready for our other situation. Having a good old time, everybody, having a good old time here at work. And all of a sudden, a phone call comes from Jay O'Connell. Who's the the global regional market manager, USA?
World leader of Florida.
The world leader of Florida.
The global.
World leader of Florida.
The global world leader of Cox Communications Florida division. Yeah. Global world leader of Cox Communications Florida.
And not to be disrespectful to Jay, I think he's over more than just Florida, too.
He is. He's got Richmond and a bunch of others. But, hey, I live in Florida. He lives in Florida. We broadcast in Florida. So be it. Bow wow. So, anyway... He calls, and, you know, anytime there's a little bump in the road, we have always been accustomed to, you know, everybody hitting the panic button and talking down to us. And well, yesterday, 6 days into it, the first bump in the road happened here at the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. And we were informed by Jay O'Connell that MJ's attorney had contacted him. That is Cox, requesting tapes of our program for a possible lawsuit based on the things I've been saying about MJ. And I got to say, man, that is...
laughable.
I got to say, man, what a dumbass. It only took 6 days for him to bite. And he can't even bite publicly, like use his airwaves to get on, you know, to get after me. And believe me, I got a ton of skeletons in my closet. I'm fat. You could have a heyday with me, but you know, typical MJ fashion, not to.
Real men fight their own battles. And MJ, this is everything that we've been saying about him is true. He runs and finds somebody's skirt to run up under when you get in his face. Typical right. Schoolyard bully is what he is.
And here's what I find absolutely amusing is the fact that, and by the way, you know what, media? It's not about me. It's about him. So you know what? Don't grant me the interview. Go talk to him. Seriously. I mean, I don't care whether you come over here and cover this. But I find it, I've been doing radio since 1986, and I've been making fun of everybody, including myself, and never been. I'm not been sued. I'm not. He's not filed a tort claim yet. He's not filed anything yet. But I think it's coming. But he's got his attorneys on the phone requesting tapes of every time I've talked about him. And I've been talking crap, and it's the nature of the business to talk crap about people, especially public figures. And never have I been sued by a fellow radio broadcaster based on me saying bad things about him. Now,